fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 24th day of January, year of our Lord, 2016. For the benefit of our guests, I'll say something I've said a few times in the past. When I say year of our Lord, 2017, it's for 2 reasons. First of all, it's true. Second of all, it irritates Muslims and atheists, and I think that's a good thing. Our prepper tip of the day. I've talked occasionally about going to thrift stores to get boots and shoes, but I would encourage you to be a regular visitor to local thrift shops, thrift stores, looking for the following things, and you could add others to the list. Wool blankets, not cotton, but wool blankets. Cast iron cookware. Very expensive to buy new. Typically, you'll find it at a thrift shop for 50 cents or a dollar. Coffee percolators. Percolated coffee is really good. Stovetop coffee percolators. That would be another thing to add to your collection. And, of course, you can add to these this list as you see fit with tools and other items. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Randall Terry. Randall has taken the time, made the effort, and spent the money, lots of money, to put together the excellent DVD series, which is available for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com, titled, What Would Muhammad Do? And Randall, you have about 24, 23 minutes with us this morning, don't you, sir?
I do. I have a guest from out of town this week, and we have another film project we're actually starting on, believe it or not. And I can visit with you for a while, and I'm excited to do so. I'm thankful for the opportunity.
We're glad to have you here, sir. Today is the second full work day of the Donald, as we say, there are some statements coming from his new director of the CIA, who is not a Muslim. The previous one was a Muslim, saying the things that need to be said about Islam, and I'm specifically targeting, I want to ask your comments on the following. The days and weeks following the Muslim attack in the Boston Marathon, the silence, the total, utter, complete silence from Muslim leaders that were residing in the United States at that time. Do you have any follow-up on that, sir?
Well, Yes. They, as a theological, theological ruler, as a matter of Muslim theology, Muslims, generally speaking, do not criticize other Muslims for what we would call acts of terrorism, because if you speak against jihad, and if you speak against it, it's actually a sin. Sharia law says that jihad is an obligation upon every able-bodied male. And if somebody knows that it is required of them, and they do not express any desire and do not participate in jihad, then they have sinned. They have sinned. So this is it's a big deal that they are quiet, but they're quiet because if they speak against it, then they're sinning against God, which is why so many Muslims know about somebody in the Muslim community who is serious about Islam and is going to commit some heinous act. They don't say anything because they don't want to sin. They don't want to go to hell. There's this deep fear that if they speak against somebody who's committing an act of terrorism, that they might be sinning against God himself.
Well, Randall, there's a principle in Western jurisprudence called implied consent. If I start building a concrete driveway across your front lawn at noon on Saturday, and you're sitting on your front porch watching me and say and do nothing, you, sir, have given me implied consent to build a concrete driveway across your yard. And that's right. What's going on here, sir, isn't it?
Yes, there is implied consent. And that's why, you know, groups like CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, they are front groups. We always have to remember that. They know that Muhammad committed horrific acts of terrorism, what we would call terrorism. They call them acts of devotion to Allah. So we have to listen to groups and spokespeople like CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, with the knowledge that their devotion is to Muhammad. Their devotion is to him, to the godless religion that he started. And then not be surprised when they don't help us.
No, not at all.
Or that they actually attack us.
I recall, just like it was yesterday, within the first few months following the Muslim attack on New York City, the 11th day of September 2001, there was a fairly widely publicized matter where a credentialed FBI agent, an FBI agent who graduated from Quantico and was fully credentialed as an FBI agent, refused to perform any investigation on fellow Muslims, which, of course, this agent was a Muslim. And that was in the news for maybe 3 to 4 days, and then it kind of got lost in the dust. But that doesn't surprise you at all, does it, Randall?
No, I missed what you said, John. There was an agent who refused what? I'm sorry?
A Muslim FBI agent following 9/11/01 who refused to investigate other Muslims.
Oh, that's perfect. That makes total sense. Absolute total sense. And it doesn't surprise me at all.
So, which, of course, contradicts the oath of office that every FBI agent takes to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I doubt, because of political correctness, I haven't done any follow-up on this story, but I doubt that this FBI agent was discharged because of political correctness. That would be my belief.
It probably gave him a religious waiver of some kind.
Most likely.
Yeah. This is...
Well,
there's a great deal that Muhammad said about helping unbelievers and aiding unbelievers. So when you look at the blasphemy law, it's a crime punishable by death for a Muslim to become a Christian or to leave Islam for any other religion. And one of the reasons that Muslim jurists say that this is a crime punishable by death is because it is an act of treason. It's treason against God, treason against the religion of Islam. And the inverse is true. That they are out to help, they are out to establish their religion. That is their mission. Their mission is to help establish Islam all over the earth. And they're prepared to commit treason against the U.S. Constitution because the U.S. Constitution and Sharia law, Islamic law, are not compatible. You can't have both, ever. There's no possible way that you could have Sharia law and the U.S. Constitution.
They can't exist in the same space. They cannot exist in the same space, that space being the 50 states of the United States.
Yeah. I was debating a Muslim once on television in Orlando, Florida, and he said, we don't want to violently impose Sharia law on America. He said, however, I'm sure that Mr. Terry would agree that if the time ever came for us to that a majority of people in America wanted Sharia law, that he would go along with it. To which I said, no, I would fight you tooth and nail, because Sharia law would want to make me a slave, and I will not submit to slavery. So that's, and he was startled, because I think that was one of the, that was one of the sound bites that they had been testing for a while. That they're just good people, and they believe in democracy, and they want to live their lives in peace. And, oh, if one day there's enough Muslims in the country to vote in a democratic way to have Sharia law, then that's what we'll do, and I'm sure that everyone will go along with it. And that, of course, the answer to that is no, absolutely not. It's like saying that if a majority of people vote to take my house and steal my children and make them slaves and rape my wife, and I'm going to go along with it because the majority voted for it. No, that's slavery.
And it would be democracy, which we do not live in a democracy.
Even if it was a constitutional republic, I mean, it doesn't matter. The point is that the vote is not sacrosanct. It is not sacrosanct. It is not a sacred thing. The vote is not a sacred thing. Justice, truth, given to us by Almighty God. Those are sacred things, not democracy, not a republic. I mean, I believe in a constitutional republic. I live in one, and I believe in this constitutional republic. But if the day comes when people self-consciously say we are rejecting truth with a capital T, and we are trying to embrace Islam, then I say, no, we will fight you to the death. We will physically, violently fight you.
And the Muslim that you were debating in Orlando, Florida, he was shocked at your response, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Because he thought, you know, they had tested this, and they knew that most people in America were like, well, sure, if the majority of people want it, then I'll do that too.
Right. Well, I don't know where they were doing their testing, but they obviously weren't doing their testing with my audience, because my audience would not go along with that for a heartbeat, not a moment.
Hear, hear. Well said.
There's a lot to this, and it's going to be with us the rest of our natural lives and our children and grandchildren also, because there are so many Muslims already in this country. I'm expecting before the end of the week, or possibly the next week or two, for Donald Trump to shut down Muslim immigration from the Middle East and from anywhere as far as that goes, Muslims coming into this country. That was a promise, and given the statements by his new director of the CIA, I think he's going to carry out his promise to shut down Muslim immigration. What do you think, Randall?
I hope so. I don't know. I'm worried. I think that what he will do is hopefully he will stop immigration from Syria and any country where we cannot have a true background check. But I don't know. I'm worried. Because so, like Rex Tillerson, his new his new Secretary of State made asinine statements, stupid statements about Islam. And that really alarmed me. That disturbed me. I don't know the answer to the question.
Well, I don't know the statements he made, but...
he said that Islam, he said he was not against Islam, you know, that he said nice things about the religion of Islam.
Is this during his confirmation hearing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Here's my belief of what was going on, not just with Mr. Tillerson, but all these men and women going through these confirmation hearings. I believe that they've been coached to be able to get past these hearings and say things that will allow them to get the votes necessary to get past the confirmation and be confirmed in whatever position it might be. I don't believe they go into these things cold. I believe they're carefully coached and go through questions and answers in practice, sort of like a moot court, before they go before these committees. That's my belief, Randall.
It could be true. It could be true. I'm sure that they are coached in that way.
It's too important not to do that. It's too important. You know, I've been to moot court before where, you know, these 23 and 24-year-old boys, young men and women practice being lawyers. And that, you know, that kind of practice does not nearly raise to the level of being appointed Secretary of State of the United States of America. So, of course, they go through coaching. That to me, that would be a given.
Yeah, that's true. But it just disturbs me with something as fundamental as whether or not Islam is inherently dangerous or inherently violent. And, you know, again, for the listeners who just joined us, my name is Randall Terry, and I recently finished a two-year project called What Would Muhammad Do? And it's a movie series on the connection between Muhammad, the founder of Islam, and the religion of Islam, or rather, in Islamic terrorism, showing how that Muhammad, in fact, was a terrorist. I mean, by any definition in today's world, Muhammad would have been ruled as a terrorist.
Of course, he would.
And we take a look at one issue after another in the news: killing cartoonists, crimes against women, all these things, and show the chapter and verse, highly researched chapter and verse, on what Muhammad did in his day, so that people get a grasp of the direct connection between Islam and modern terrorism.
Randall, your audio quality is really falling apart on us. We got a break coming up here, but I want to start with a little quick...
I'll get that fixed. I apologize.
Okay, it got better. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. There's a sect of Islam called the Baha'is, which has a huge, huge following of native-born Americans here in this country. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but they do. A Catholic priest told me once that the Baha'is are known as the most peaceful part of Islam. And it's been about 20 years ago, my lovely wife, Dr. Moore, was invited to go to a Baha'i service. These were all native-born Americans who converted to Baha'i religion. And I didn't go. And so she went. She came back. She told me, oh, honey, they're such loving, caring, peaceful people, and I want to go back to another one of their meetings. And I said, well, you should do that. And I wanted to ask the following three questions. What's the ultimate goal of the Baha'i religion? Number one. Number two, how they intend to achieve that goal, number two. And number three, what they intend to do with the people who will not go along with that goal ultimately. And we'll get to the answer of that when we come back from the break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. All right, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 24th of January. Well, my wife did go back to this Baha'i meeting, and she asked the questions. And the answer to the first question was, I want to convert everybody in the world to the Baha'i faith. The answer to the second question was, they wanted to do it by peaceful, loving conversion. The answer to the third question, Randall, was what would they do to those who did not submit to peaceful conversion? They said that they would kill them. Needless to say, my wife never went back. But the Baha'i faith is a branch of Islam, and it's regarded as heretical by all the other Muslims in the world. And it is very big in the United States. In fact, one of my roommates from college converted to the Baha'i faith, and it's a major, I don't know about major, but it is pretty widespread in the United States. I don't know their numbers, but there's a lot of them. Like I said, this Catholic priest said, well, they're the most peaceful part of Islam, and that's an example of the most peaceful part of Islam. They will kill those who refuse to convert peacefully, which is consistent with everything else in the Quran and Hadith, isn't it, Randall?
It is, and it's almost comical to see them be consistent with that part of Islam, because they knew The members of the Baha'i faith know that they will be killed if they are in a Muslim country, a traditionally Muslim country, because they are considered heretics.
Right, right. They are. I know we're almost out of time here. Your project continues to grow all over the world, especially in Europe. Any updates from the feedback you're getting from, say, Germany or France or Switzerland or Sweden or any of those places?
Nothing new. Just the same stuff that we've had before. But we're in the process of putting together a press outreach, a media outreach in Holland and Germany in the hopes of teaching people the truth about Islam before the upcoming elections in those two countries.
That was the timing of that is critical, and I applaud you for doing so, sir. There's going to be a sea change in many of these European countries to get rid of the pro-Islamic leaders that are literally destroying. I'm not sure Sweden can even be salvaged. We recently had a man come from Sweden to my hometown here in Steelville, Missouri, wanting to get away from Sweden. He's just had it up to his eyeballs with the direction his country's going. So I applaud you for doing so, sir. We're almost out of time this half hour, and I know you have to get back to other duties. So, Randall, do you think people should get that DVD series?
Well, I'm happy to report, John, that dozens of your viewers and listeners have in fact gotten it, but I would like for dozens more to get it for their sake. I mean, this is like having a college education in your home. The amount of research in this is, well, I mean, whoever has watched it has said that there's nothing left in the world that is absolutely unique. No one has ever done what we have done. And, of course, it's a great honor for me to hear that. But it's the truth. I've been studying Islam for 10 years, and I know what's out there, both in person and in a movie setting. And no one has done what we have done, ever. So,
Randall,
if people want to know the truth about Islam, then they should get this.
Well, Sid, we're I'm going to let you get to your other duties here, and I want to thank you for being with us. Looking forward to having you back next Tuesday, sir.
Thank you, John.
Okay. What Would Muhammad Do? It's at my website for sale. It's a lot of information. It's the equivalent of probably two semesters of college. Seriously, it is. Get a copy for yourself, your pastor, your sheriff, the deacons in your church. You can probably find a pretty substantial list of people who need this. You really need that. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up. We'll have open lines the second half hour, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you. Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 24th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you're a new listener, you can spend a lot of time on my website. Myself and my webmaster, Tim Spencer, spend a lot of time finding things that you'll find interesting, informative, educational at my website. So check out all those things. Check out all those things. If you're new to all this, you might want to be looking for some evidence of the rising ocean levels. There's some hard evidence in the form of a movie and a TV show. On the left side of my homepage where it says Global Sea Level Rise, Coincidence or Foreshadow, we have an image from the motion picture The Godfather. It's been upgraded to be, I'm going to click on it. We got a much more, thanks to one of my listeners, a much more clear version of it, of the Godfather visiting a Vatican official. This room has, it looks like, 16, 20-foot ceilings with these massive murals of maps of the world. And clearly they show new coastlines for much of the planet, including North America. And the other image is from the wildly popular television TV show in the 1950s titled Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford. I'm going to click on that right here. And you can see a side view of Broderick Crawford, who plays a Highway Patrol homicide detective. And on the wall is about it looks like 3 by 5 foot map of North America with new coastlines. Very, very similar to the Navy map that I worked with the Navy veterans to recreate. Very similar. How about that? And, of course, also my website, you'll find the energy cleaner for sale. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, up and down ladders, on my knees, doing concrete work, doing carpenter and painting, electrical work, trimming trees, cutting firewood and so forth, on and off the Kubota tractor, moving those 600, 700-pound logs into the bucket of the Kubota tractor. They don't jump in the bucket of the tractor by themselves. I have to push them. And, of course, I go to bed with minor erection pains. And I wake up in the morning, because I use my energy cleaner, I wake up refreshed with no pain after a great night's sleep. We focus on two things with the energy cleaner: getting a great night's sleep and pain mitigation. I ship these all over the planet, literally all over the planet. I have not shipped one to the Antarctic, but I've shipped one to every other continent. And you can get one also for $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You need to check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I have some of every size in stock at the moment. I'm picking up a fresh delivery of energy cleaners a few hours from now from my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer. And I offer something with the energy cleaner that your medical professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I do, for me to you personally. So check out the energy cleaner at my website. You can order it right off my website. Use PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Diners Club. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I'm going to call her and hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. I was thinking about, you were talking about the map, the Navy map, and the map in the Highway Patrol. That's not what I really called about, but since you are, I wanted to mention something about that. Recently, we've seen this procession of dignitaries going to Antarctica for God knows why. And Karim is down there, ostensibly to meet with scientists and that sort of thing. Supposedly, that the Orthodox Church prelate was down there, I believe. And right. I believe it was, I don't know if it was last week or this week, Putin's supposed to go down there. Putin's supposed to go to Antarctica. I've seen this in mainstream media reports a few times. What's going on?
I just finished reading Steve Quayle's book, Empire Beneath the Ice. It's well known and well documented with solid evidence that the Third Reich had a presence in the Antarctic in the years leading up to and during World War II. It's also well documented that Admiral Byrd took a military naval task force down there. They say it was a scientific exploration. You talk to any Navy veteran about the types and the numbers of ships and aircraft, and ask them, would this be the types of ships you would take on a scientific exploration, and see what kind of answer you get. The answer you'll get is that was a warfare task force, not a scientific task force. You don't take that many ships of war on a scientific task force. You take transport ships and ships that have a lot of carrying capacity for both men and equipment and aircraft. You don't take those kinds of warships on a scientific expedition. And apparently, he got his butt kicked down there. They lost men.
I've seen some of
lost aircraft.
Film clips.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there are film clips and stills, still pictures of what happened there. And they were badly damaged.
I want to encourage you, Glenn, to get a copy of Steve Krell's book. I don't sell them, but Steve does, Empire Beneath the Ice. It will fill in a lot of the gaps. Not all the gaps, not all the holes, but it will fill in a lot of the gaps and holes. And there's still going to be questions left over after you read his book. But I've been attempting to find out about the Antarctic for 12, 15 years or so without much success. Two of the best books I think I've found are not translated in English. They're German, about Neuschwabenland, which is what they call their base down there, Neuschwabenland. And there's dozens. The Germans in World War II had transport submarines, which we did not. They were massive submarines that could do nothing but transport men and equipment. That's all they could do, supplies, men and equipment. And many of those were unaccounted for at the end of World War II, completely unaccounted for. What's going on? If Putin goes down there, that's just a more fuel on the fire of what in the hell is going on in the Antarctic. And as the old saying goes, the mountain doesn't come to Mohammed. Mohammed has to go to the mountain. These leaders are going down there to have discussions, meetings, being briefed by someone or some group of people that we don't know that are not going to leave to come to these other places.
Right.
And we may be at a point where something really big is about to happen. Just before the leader of the Greek Orthodox Church went down there, he met with the Pope. That had not happened in 1,000 years, Glenn.
Right.
That's a pretty big deal, I'd say.
Yeah. There's something potentially paradigm shift down there. Yeah, exactly. So, that may tie into the map in the sense that if this Antarctic ice sheet's getting ready to calve off and melt and, raise and dilute the oceans and stuff, and then, this is all tied together, almost all these earth changes and maybe this emplacement of theirs is being exposed or being affected by these changes to the ice,
Right.
But
I'm not sure how much at risk the Ross Ice Shelf is and how much it would raise sea levels. But if sea levels went up, say 20 feet, that would stop almost all shipping worldwide because the ports would be rendered useless.
Right, but as you said the other day, the changes involve an actual physical pole shift as well, so we're waiting on that.
Right.
In the meantime, while we deal on a day-to-day basis with the quarrels and quibbles and wars and, fightings among humans, this is what I call about it. I find something occurring to me that I find disturbing. I generally, as a Christian, I prefer to be nonviolent. I acknowledge, I find the necessity of the use of violence to be lamentable, but this is why we have, policemen have guns and military, and soldiers have guns, because we acknowledge that, there are times when violence is necessary to thwart violence, people who choose to be violent. And what I'm seeing with all these protests and all this stuff going on is that these people are not in the streets are not merely protesting, okay? I'll affirm their First Amendment right to carry their signs and speak their piece or whatever, or be heard. But we have people who are blocking roadways, committing acts of vandalism and terrorism, and the people getting more and more violent. And I just seems analogous to me as the ramping up of the, riotous behavior of the Bolsheviks, in the Russian Revolution,
Right.
And part of this, the thought crossed my mind. Now, the people who, those of us who oppose them philosophically, you know, have been peaceful thus far. But there's, people are getting sick of this. And, you know, this could actually, you know, lead to almost a civil war type situation or civil unrest or all these incidents. But the thing that crossed my mind was this concept of ratios. And I realized yesterday I'm not the only one thinking this, because I heard Alex Jones talking about the people who were accosting him at the protest and how, that, you know, these violent wimps, you know, he's saying he could take on quite a number of these people just himself. And this had crossed my mind. You know, when you were in Vietnam, you had the concept of the kill ratio. You know, how many of our people are dying, you know, for every one
of
them.
Well, it was a war of attrition. Vietnam was a war of attrition. Big, huge mistake, especially in Asia.
Right. And I'm just thinking, you know, it just seems like these people are willing, and they're being very aggressive. I saw the internet video of a woman and her husband who got kicked off a plane for harassing a Trump supporter. You know, the guy's just sitting there. She engages him, asks why he's going to Washington. He says, oh, he's going to celebrate the inauguration. And she harangued him and harangued him. And then ends up, she's trying to get him kicked off the plane or get his seat moved. He's done nothing. They eventually had the police come on and escort this woman who, you know, oh, I have to, your mother died, and I have to go, you know. And she couldn't keep her mouth shut for the duration of this flight, you know, just, you know.
She went into a tirade. She went into an absolute uncontrollable tirade is what she did.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like, you can't just put it aside while we're all trapped in this, you know, pressurized, you know, metal tube going hundreds of miles an hour, thousands of feet in the sky. Just leave it alone for a while until we all get the other end. No, she couldn't do that. And that's just one example. The other example is the construction worker who's carrying his lunch bag trying to get to a construction site. And these people are blocking, and these wimps with their face masks and their head coverings, you know, trying to look like jihadis, you know, and eventually, and this, he, you know, this number of people, the police kind of get a gap, or they break through line trying to get where they're trying to go. Then this person runs up and tries and slugs the guy, and he turns around and slugs back.
When
it
turns
out like it was a woman, you know, oh, you're a woman. It's like, she hit him. She attacked him. You know, you want equal rights? You got him. You punch me, you're going to get punched. And he says, it just seems to me that when the gloves come off, these guys are going to get their butts kicked.
They will.
You know, because I would stay away from that kind of thing. I see somebody hit somebody, like a woman with, you know, a frail woman on a walking cane who has like RSD or something like that. They're beating, these multiple guys are beating her up at the inauguration. I wouldn't be able to restrain myself in a situation like that. I see, or like with this knockout game, which is a little, you know, different, but still, you know, if I see people attacking innocent people, yeah, eventually people are going to get so frustrated and so mad, they're going to engage. And these guys are going to get, you know, taken out. I don't mean killed necessarily, but, you know, when physically fit, you know, people who know how to fight, you know, take these wimps on with their man boobs and who live in their mommy's basements, they're going to get the floor mopped with them.
Yeah, these men that go out in public wearing pajama bottoms.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, yeah. Oh, my goodness, yeah. I was going to say the ratio.
Women, too. I mean, it's women. It's men and women both. They go out in public wearing pajama bottoms. And it's... Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that these troglodytes are going to get whooped when the time comes. And I don't advocate, you know, like I said, I'm not an advocate. I would try and reason with them. If I was trying to get from point A to point B, and they're blocking the sidewalks, I said, excuse me, you know, you're out here to express your rights, right? What about the other people's rights? You know, other people have rights to freedom of movement, and, you know, people aren't even opposing you, and you're blocking them and attacking them. People don't even say anything, you know. They're profiling people based on their appearance, it seems, you know, and going after people. So, anyway, it's not a good time in that regard, but hopefully this is going to get, you know, this will be tamped down You know, like the police were wearing those goofy hats at the, you know, at the inauguration and stuff, and then the police said they've been told to stand down. And you know, I don't think Trump's going to do that. Stand down stuff is going to stop. You know.
No. All right.
Anyway, I just want to vent that. Yeah, okay. No, that's it. It's the concept of ratios, and you know, when the gloves come off, they're going down. Anyway, all right, John. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Call number is 800-313-9443. The topic of sanctuary cities is something Donald Trump is going to be addressing. This is where city councils and the mayors take it upon themselves to provide sanctuary for criminals, men and women who are criminals in violation of the United States immigration laws, men and women who have crossed the border into the United States illegally or came here illegally and have overstayed their visa, which then makes them criminals. I'll be interested to see what he does with these sanctuary cities. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are back with Jim and J.R. Morton here on Tuesday, the 24th of January. We've got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. On this Antarctica deal, the secrecy, what kind of clearance, a level of, does it take clearance to get in down there? And why in all these years hasn't somebody sort of told really what's going on down there? Are they threatened, or how do you read that, John?
Well, first of all, there's two parts to getting access. You have security clearance would only be part of it. The other would be need to know. Just because you've got the necessary security level doesn't mean you would be allowed to go there. You can't book a flight to go down there. You can't fly a private aircraft down there. There's no Holiday Inns to stay at. The continent is basically split up between various countries where they have their different bases. And the way they keep secrets is by several ways. First of all, compartmentalization. They make sure that you don't know except what you need to know. And you sign non-disclose agreements. And if you violate the non-disclose agreement, you could be possibly fined or go to jail or both. Lose your position, your paycheck, and lose your pension. So those are pretty heavy hammers that they hang over people's heads. And thus far, they've been pretty successful keeping those secrets there, Dave.
How long has the secrecy of things down there that you know of been kept secret? How far does it go back?
It goes back, we can trace it back to the Admiral Richard Byrd expedition down there just after World War II. I believe it was 1947, if I'm not mistaken. That's as far back as I could trace it. Now, we do have very serious documentation about the Third Reich and what they were doing down there before World War II, which probably continued.
What do you think, John, about the aliens and UFO stuff? You think there's any credibility to that stuff?
There's a growing body of evidence that the UFOs that have been observed since 1947 are actually built. Those aircraft are built by human beings here on Earth, probably German scientists in the Antarctic.
Well, that would be a valuable piece if anybody could ever find out what's going on down there. I wonder. There's probably so much, it'd be another world of information, wouldn't you say?
It would change everything.
In what way?
I personally believe that the satellites that are orbiting Earth that were not put up there by England, France, United States, Russia, China, were probably put up there by the same people coming out of the Antarctic.
Well, that's awesome. Well, with all your contacts and people that listen in, their contacts, but nobody's talking. I guess their secrecy or threats or however they work, it's working pretty well, isn't it?
It is so far. There may be something really big about to happen, and we will see. Time will tell, and maybe not too far off. Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.